The blind spot.
Can you see it?
Oh, what do you see?
Blind spot at kaya959.co.za.
Uncle T, I got divorced 2 years ago. My ex and I are co-parenting and honestly, we're doing okay. We communicate when we need to, our child is happy, and there's no unnecessary drama. It's not perfect, but it's peaceful, and the peace means everything to me. The problem isn't with him, though. It's with his mother. We used to get along well. She was kind and respectful, but lately things have shifted. She's constantly bringing me updates I never asked for, like who my ex is dating, how serious it is, and even that he's expecting another child. She shares it casually, as if it's an everyday conversation. But every time she does, something in me tightens. What am I supposed to do with this information? I stay polite, change the subject, and give short answers, but she doesn't take the hint. Now, whenever her name pops up on my phone, I feel uneasy. I know she probably means well in her own way, but it's starting to feel like an emotional sabotage, pulling me back into a chapter I've already closed. She's still my child's grandmother, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm tired. I've worked so hard to rebuild my peace, and these little updates are chipping away at it. So, Uncle T, do I block her and protect my sanity, or keep things polite for the sake of harmony? Could my blind spot be that I'm mistaking politeness for peace, or that I'm still afraid to set boundaries because I don't want to look bitter?
Bali?
I'm all for peace. I'm all for making myself peaceful. Myself must be at peace before other people come and I must be nice. So for me, advice, block her. Block her so that you can be at peace with whatever decisions that you have made. Because now you are just pulling and pushing feelings that will never exist. And what if you decide that, no, maybe I want to go back? And it's an unnecessary question. So please, for your peace, block her. Block her.
Sviso?
Ukumbuza nje umama Zala ukuthi le information akunika yona ufuna wenzeni ngayo, angicabanga ukuthi uzobe urude ngoba uyazi ukuthi wena nomntana nakhe sinahlukana. So just nje ukumbuza umbone ukuthi how she's gonna feel about it, ukuthi she's taking your bag wena lapho uzotshela ukuthi so right khona. Siyazi ukuthi ibond yenu ngoba sekunomntana, it's a lifetime bond vele, angeke kuze kuhlukane. So yiloko yebo nehlukene, but ngendaba umntana angeke kuze kuphele. But ke ubuza mamazala ngoba ukusa lokho ngokubona kwami, ngazi noma ngiyibeka wrong yini, kodwa nje cha mama bengamelanga ayenze into efana naleyo.
Morning, Uncle T. Have an ask. If the ex-mother-in-law was updating our lady on how miserable the husband's life is ever since they broke up, how nothing is coming together for him, how the divorce messed him up, and so on and so forth, would she still have the same reactions now? Because my thing is, healing and inner peace, it has a lot to do with letting go of what was and accepting what is, so that no matter what is being said to you or done to you, whether it is with malicious intent or it's just innocent, it doesn't trigger the past. I'm not saying, Khore, you have to completely forget about the past, but if something is being said and it triggers the past, then you should question your healing.
Can you completely heal, though, from somebody you once committed to share a life with? Remember, relationships don't end because people want to. They end because something happens. It doesn't mean your love or the intention to be with them forever also stops. Yes, you move away for your peace, but it doesn't mean you love them or you hate them or you want to cancel them from your memory. You will be triggered because you are connected to this person, whether you like it or not. Are we therefore suggesting that she shouldn't react because if she reacts, it will seem as if she still has feelings? I think she should, and she's justified to still have feelings. This was once her husband, and not feelings to be romantically involved again, no. The father to the child, let's start there. Somebody she once committed to a life with, and now she's forced to have this commitment going forward because of this child. Are we therefore saying she must also erase that? Precious, what do you say?
No, transport and I'm tired, sisi. Mina nyala. Mama zalawa kumutojani. Kusho kubega chabli le musu wena kuchulane no mtanaki. Why are you following my updates for the in? Ufunu genza nwena nyala ipi yendo yomtanaki. Ye ex yaku. I mean, ye ex yaku. Angit kutuwenza na banyabanti. Abanya u mama zalaga jin. Put her in her space, dear. No harmony, no nothing. Put her in her space. Umche yungu sagigele wena ufuni peace. Not this nonsense.
Or maybe I'm turned. Maybe she had more of a relationship with her than with the current Makuti.
Sister Lamana, I'm a blind spot. Blind spot to Makres. Makres and Jibanga Milang and Jangin in Navazam. And it turned out with a divorce. You might never know who to you, Makres, which is your in daughter, who took divorce. Surely, Makres, I got a first time. You was a little bit of a ex. So, don't get up. Because a co-parent down an ex. Simple. I'm not actually in Davas, which ex appears and in Tundu. Every day, block a room.
Lebo?
I know, man. Sister must just also give her side of progression. Ah, the mother in law, I'm like in ing. Lena fell out at yellow. Hey, whatever, Lena. My husband, do I care? I'm a fellow, Mama Retabu. You know, yeah, who can a fellow? Hey, whatever, Lena, boyfriend, like a one regretted something. I give you a market of phone, that came on regretting. That will teach the mother in law, Corey. Sometimes oversharing is not nice. And the reason, the soon she understands, or you know what, I don't really need to give this young lady such information because she's going to give me information next time I clean and everything will stop.
Ale wabana wena umalume ole wena. Wena, we need you. Eh? When she shares, share now. Good. Oh, nami yazibe. Oh, makoko ibang pete ngapa. Ah, hanglalang is all.
Juliet.
What's her name, JJ?
She's my mic, Uncle T. I was laughing off air.
We can hear you.
Yeah, she was saying things off air.
No, because the last part where she says she doesn't know if she's just being bitter. I honestly believe she's not over her ex because the check-ins kind of almost sort of bother her. And avoiding conflict does not solve the problem. Let me just call it a problem. Mm-hmm. Avoiding it doesn't solve it. You need to face it head on. She needs to tell the mother that she doesn't like it in a polite way, of course, because like she says the mother means well.
Mm.
I'm not sure about that. But yeah, I think she needs to let her know that, hey, nice that you're updating me, but I'm really not interested. Let's keep it about the child. And I don't think that's going to break the friendship that they have established. Yeah.
Gladys?
I mean, I think there are triggers everywhere when you go through such a
exactly.
break. They are everywhere. It's how you manage them, you know. So, Juliet, I think you're right in saying maybe bring up the conversation in a very polite way and say, you know, Ma, I really feel, I don't know, Guti, touching on Thabo's personal affairs for me is just a little bit uncomfortable. Mm. Just as I would hope Guti Nai in his own space, he doesn't spend too much time not paying attention to his wife talking about me. Mm. So I think let's just give him that space to do what he wants. It'll take a while, but I'm happy for them, but angas if I want to know.
Uncle Lebo sent through a voice note earlier on, and I think it's a pearl of wisdom. So Sisi, can you stop stressing? When Makoko calls to give an update, update her as well.
On her life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's information sharing, Angit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way she'll realize, hey, yeah, maybe. Because you see, Makoko has a blind spot.
Mm.
And let's try and solve it for Anonymous. She misses you.
Mm.
And chances are you had a very easy relationship compared to the current. Right? And it's her way of leaning and knowing good as manga kulma nulamdana, I feel better afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she calls in and says, "Ay, pela gunja 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 gunja. You like your mama nami, your zanglalang is all.
Hey?
Hey?
Uncle T.
Ay, ay, ay.
Agumunandi.
Ay,
I think blind spot took it out. She was supposed to stop this from day one. First day, Mama Zala Afona, she was supposed to tell her, Hori, Ma, I don't feel comfortable with the conversations this or end. And I don't want to know anything concerning Yena, le partner ya hai. So, ntweke ng concern ka yona ke hore re sebedisa na jwang ka ngwana. Or else, if atlula ho jwetsa Mama Zala jwalo straight on her face, abulele ex hore ke kopa
because now she's telling me each and every little thing that you guys are doing on your side. And I don't feel comfortable about that because she's not going to be happy. She's not going to be happy because utla nense abulelwa le information elongore ha batlu ho tseba ka yona. And itlo motlisa bhloko because ke baby daddy ke ntatwa ngwana, they were once connected. So either she tell it straight to Mama Zala's face or abulele ex hore ke kopa o bulele le mama because of 1, 2, 3. That's it.
Nakere ex-mother-in-law, indulge her, entertain her. In fact, even ask for updates on a daily, in the morning on Monday. Chomi, what's going on now? Waiter, how are they doing? Indulge her. Because she's on a mission. She's on a mission. Obviously, she knows that all of this is rubbing you the wrong way. Whatever it is that she's trying to achieve, it's... She knows that it's going to get to you. So might as well just indulge her.
Vele usase lokho ukuthi umntanakhe ngabe bekathatha isayidi umama besizojaja lento le sithi alo mama lo seka yenzani wenzani bathu mama ukhombisa ukuthi umuntu omdala uyayibona lento leyo ukhombisa ukuthi umuntu omdala usisi it's either yena bekangakadluli lapho na uyayibona kubafo bekangakadluli yiko loko asabona wrong nanoma bamtshela ukuthi akuyenzakala kanje kubafo kuyenzakala kanje kubafo phela.
I agree with you, Nzo. And I also want to blend what you all guys have said in terms of boundaries and all of that. And it's going to be very difficult to tell mother, hey, you know, because this bus is moving. That's why I'm leaning to what Lebo said earlier. Because that's such a beautiful strategy. Because it tells Gogo that you have moved on with your life. You are moving on with your life. And she might have something to say back to her son. And you're not being malicious. You're just trying to control the flow of information. I hope it helps. Thank you for emailing. Do you have a blind spot? Email it. blindspot@car959.co.za.
Well, Prati, I blind spot, I call a Prati, blind spot in Moyo CC. Ngoba phela ugogo mayehalisela u-ex girlfriend ne-boyfriend yakhe endala kusho ukuthi ugogo usafuna babuyelana kanti naye usisi uyafuna ukubuyela nedi nje uswele isibindi bratiso ukuthi abuyelane ne-ex yakhe yena akayikhulume yakhe indaba ukuthi yena umephi kule nto umuve on noma usamile ngoba ngokuzwa kwami enkulumeni usamile usisi. Hey, lusangavuka utswaye eqhokweni prathi bathi la kwake kwamakhona amanzi akazama usisi.
Oh, my sister needs to vlog her mother ex mother-in-law quick, fast, and in a hurry. He does not need to have a relationship with her. If her child has a relationship with the dad and everything is good there, if they are co-parenting well, there's absolutely no reason why ex-mother-in-law still needs to be in touch with her at all. All communication can go through the father because she is really pulling her back on her improvement. There is not going to be any kind of peace for as long as she is still in touch with her. Let her go, my sister. Let your ex-mama-in-law go.
Hi, Anonymous. Umama zala wako uungobese. Umama zala wako, she doesn't mean well. I'm sorry to say, you're saying guti she means well. She doesn't mean well. She is out to logo afaga amazipo aloga tipinkizo yakho tipinkizo yakho. She doesn't mean well because any sensible person would talk about umntwana and that's it. Uguti your ex-husband ubona bani wenzani ini kwenzakalani, that is not for her to tell you and it is none of your business. Umama zala wako, you need to set boundaries. It's either you tell her guti ashma uyazi indaba ezaka ex ngicela mina like ngicela ukungazazi ngicela ungangitshe. Or you stop taking your calls, umthumele nje i-message mhlawumbe uthi I missed your call because I was in a meeting, but you need to set boundaries. Umama zala wakho usile, akunakuthi she means ntontontoni. Ugogo osile nje uthanda indaba and uthanda ukuzwisa ubuhlungu ngamabomi. Usile. So really, set boundaries, girl.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.